Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach, and in this episode, I want to share a tweet that I saw, and what I want to do afterwards is really unpack it, okay? So, this tweet comes from Nathan Hale Williams. His Twitter handle is Nathan H. Williams, okay? So he writes, "I wish people went after policymakers and the legislators with their full chest like they do comedians and entertainers." And the reason I wanted to use this as a jumping off point is because I agree with it. I think, you know, within our society, right, when we talk about progress, one of the things for me is I always try to look at what's going to have the most effectiveness, okay? And to do that, we have to look at the levers of society that create meaningful and impactful change. So when he talks about legislators and policy, those are huge levers to go after. And it's not to say that I'm condemning anyone that, you know, goes on social media and expresses themselves or, you know, holds someone accountable or, you know, gives a negative review of something. No, that's not what I'm saying. But that can't be the only thing, right? Because if we just do that, then really what we're doing is just kind of feeding our ego and checking off a box for ourselves, right? It makes us feel good, but it doesn't actually, you know, do all that much. You know, I can speak for myself, right? At the end of the day, you know, me saying something in that way, it's not like I have the world's biggest platform, right? But that's also not to discredit me because, you know, I've talked about this in the past, but we have to, when we look at the domino effect, I think too often we look at it on a bird's eye view as opposed to, you know, the role of any domino is really just to affect the domino in front of it. And so that's how I look at any progress and the impact I have, right? If I can just affect those within my immediate vicinity in a positive way, then I've done what I needed to do. And you know, with social media in that way, I think part of it is it doesn't have that direct needed impact we think it does, number one. Number two, as I opened up, it ultimately doesn't pull the big lever that's needed to create actual change. And the part of it is, and why I think like we don't do it is real change is hard. It's a huge marathon. I mean, civil rights, in the true sense, it's been the fight for civil rights has been going on. I mean, you could think of the 60s in terms of like the real uprise of the movement, but really, I mean, just you could date it back to the start of our country if you want to just view it like that, right? And we've made progress, but we're certainly not at the ideal. And so that's difficult and it's not pretty and it takes a lot of work. And it also takes you understanding that you're part of essentially a rally and, you know, you get handed a baton and you have to, you know, the culmination of a lifetime really is to run that race and eventually you have to hand it off. That's working for a just cause. And listen, I'm not trying to be some curmudgeon or anything like that, but I think we've gotten to this phase where we want instantaneous results and we think by just like posting on social media, that's what does it. It might feel good, but does that actually move the levers of society? Sometimes yes, but by how much? How effective are you at it? You know? Because, you know, there's the phrase doing the work. And doing the work can imply both in terms of self-help, but also in any social cause. And it's no coincidence that they call it the work, because it is work, and it's not easy. And that's something that I wish that we valued more, right? I think it gets too easy to be angry and upset and so forth. By no means am I saying I'm a Martin Luther King expert. But when you really go beyond the surface level teachings, one of the things that he discusses was that going into any sort of protest, you can't have a heavy heart. You can't have hate in your heart. And that's tough. That's tough. Especially when you're the marginalized group, right? It's like, you know, you're essentially asking like me to do double the work, you know, and I'm using it in a metaphorical sense, not for me, but for marginalized groups, right? Where you have someone and they're the victim, and then you're asking them to essentially not reciprocate, at least in that sort of Martin Luther King principle of it. And that's difficult. But it's, in a way, it's almost needed, because if this is where it gets really, really difficult, and especially for me too, is you have to see other people's humanity, right? Because if we say, you know, that every human being is worthwhile and things like if you're someone that espouses these beliefs and ideals, you know, if you're someone, this was kind of like an eye-opening thing for me, you know, if you're someone that believes that healthcare is a universal right, then that means you have to allow anti-vaxxers to get healthcare that they need. Because regardless of choices that are made, they deserve that because it's a universal right, if that's what you believe. And that is what I believe. And so that was a tough pill to swallow. But why is it any different than someone who chooses to eat like McDonald's on a daily basis, you know? Or whatever, right? Like someone can make good and bad choices. But if we fundamentally believe that healthcare is a right, then regardless of those choices, they have a right to healthcare. And so, all this to say that when we really think about how to affect society meaningfully, you know, it's both external work, but it's also internal work. And that's hard. It's really difficult. And it's a lifelong pursuit on both ends. But that's what really affects this society, right? In an impactful way. Because when I think of, you know, for me, I think one of the pitfalls of social media is that you're just kind of playing whack-a-mole. Whereas, you know, you want to change people, change policy. And I know that sounds weird in a way, but I think of like Marsh McLuhan's The Medium is the Message. You know, the way, let's say, if I change the design of a doorknob, right? Something as silly as that. That changes your fundamental behavior because it forces you to interact with the door and open in a different way. And that's what I mean by the levers of society. With policy and legislators, when you focus on that, and you can change the policy, then you change the medium. And then the message gets through because it fundamentally has to. So that's my message is, you know, whatever cause in life that is near and dear to you, think about what the proper levers are that you need to pull and push to make an impact, you know? And oftentimes the answer is one that is difficult and one that doesn't put you in a position of glory. You know, Stacey Abrams is someone that people now are looking at and as this like amazing person, and she is. But that's because she did very laborious work for a decade, you know, just in terms of what we know. But really, you know, it's the culmination of her life, really. Day in and day out. That doesn't sound fun. And it's analogous to the creative journey, you know. I know so many people that say they want to be an actor, they want to be a writer, they want to be this. Well, what they really want is to have the result and the notoriety of that. Because if they really wanted it, they would do it. That's a tough pill to swallow. You know, sometimes I have to swallow it myself. But, you know, when it's worth it to you, do it. I believe that. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. I appreciate you. As always, if you have any thoughts or questions, comment down below or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. I would love to hear from you. I appreciate you. I hope to see you next time.